John Taylor is with us from Stern, AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. And some good news maybe on the world scene, maybe not. John, what about it?
Well, the Dow futures are up this morning about 70 points. Hopeful that there is a ceasefire that's been reached between Russia and Ukraine. Both sides say not really, but they're negotiating and open to a truce. We'll see. Yesterday was a mixed bag. The Dow is down about 30 points. NASDAQ up about 18. The S&P down a point, but still above that magic 2,000 number. And as I mentioned, futures are up pretty strongly this morning. One of the drivers of the Dow yesterday were energy stocks. Some of the biggest companies in the world, like Exxon, was down 1%, Chevron down about 1.5%. Well, that's because oil prices were down 3% yesterday. Natural gas prices also falling about 4%. And speaking of oil companies, Halliburton, the second largest oil field service company in the world, has decided to reach an agreement and limit their liability related to the Deepwater Horizon spill that happened, I guess, 3 years ago in April. They've agreed to pay $1.1 billion to Gulf Coast residents, local businesses, and governments affected by that 2010 spill, actually. They're going to do this before it goes to litigation when their losses could have been much higher. By the way, that stock, Halliburton stock, is up 40% over the last 12 months. And another data breach looks like may have happened, this one at Home Depot. Home Depot says that they're investigating, quote, unusual activity. They're working with the FBI and other law enforcement agencies. They say that sometime in late April, there was unusual activity involving debit cards and credit cards at 2,000 of their stores. On that news, their stock dropped 2% yesterday. They say if they do determine that there was a data breach, they will immediately notify all of their customers that could be affected by that. And CVS, the number two drugstore chain behind Walgreens, today this is the last day you'll be able to buy tobacco products at their 7,700 stores. They've announced that several months ago, but they're stopping tobacco sales a month early. And to coincide with their last day of tobacco sales, they're changing their name from CVS Caremark to CVS Health. It's going to cost them $2 billion a year in annual sales, but they say that it more closely aligns them with what they're really about, which is a healthcare company. And an interesting bit of information regarding what's happening with luxury homes. Toll Brothers, the publicly traded company that's the U.S.'s largest builder of luxury homes, revenue up 53% this quarter versus same quarter of last year. Net income more than doubled. They sold 1,444 luxury homes versus 1,059 a year ago. The average price of that luxury home up 12% year over year to $732,000. Why does that matter? Well, it tells you that people that are in those upper income bands are moving ahead and making purchases. And if you're wondering why inflation is remaining so low now, that's inflation not based upon what you buy at Walmart, but what the Fed says. You know, the Fed says that they have a target of, they want inflation at 2%. It's stubbornly below that. They can't seem to get it to move. That's one of their things they're trying to, their objectives. They say it's because Americans are hoarding cash. In a paper that was published this week by the St. Louis Federal Reserve, they say that over the last that right now banks are sitting on $2.8 trillion of reserves, households $2.15 trillion of reserves, which is a 50% increase over the last 5 years. Now, we know that the Fed has kept interest rates at basically zero interest rate policy for the last 5 to 6 years. And they've also accumulated $4.5 trillion in bonds under their quantitative easing program. But in spite of all that, we won't spend. We're saving money. They say that's a bad thing because what happens is when people hoard money and companies hoard money, it creates a lack of investing, a lack of spending policy specifically. It reduces the velocity of money, how many times it turns over the economy. And they say that's a key metric in measuring inflation. So we need to quit hoarding cash. So right now the Fed's saying saving is a bad thing.
Yeah, and yet we talk about those homes, which the high-scale buyers apparently have the money to buy and are buying.
That's true.
All right, John, thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
John Taylor from Stern, AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. There are things that, seem at diametrically opposing in terms of money. You know, one area is saying do this, another area says no, don't do it. John Taylor from Stern, AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street may have some insight for you on some of this. If you'd like to talk with him, you could certainly call him at 479-782-2527.